Today is Monday, November 17th, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life every single week, and you listen. And today is no different. Or this week is no different. It is National Baklava Day. Tuesday is National Apple Cider Day. I'm not a big fan of apple cider. I'm okay with apple juice, although I tend to stay away from fruit in general. But if I'm going to drink something apple-y, I would prefer just straight up apple juice over cider. It's on Wednesday. It'll be National Carbonated Beverage with Caffeine Day. So I'll celebrate that with my Diet Mountain Dew. On Thursday, it will be National Peanut Butter Fudge Day. And on Friday, it will be National Stuffing Day. Which ChatGPT is telling me is basically a dress rehearsal for Thanksgiving carbs. So we have no contact. I noticed that now that I've gone down to one day a week, the contact has also gone down. You guys can still text in, you can write in, you can email, you can call, you can do all of those things. And you're thinking to yourself, well, if you're going to slack off, then we can slack off too. Fair enough, but the more contact, the more content, which could lengthen the show. For anyone who, you know, wants it to be longer. I don't do like Big Fatty where I say, oh, it's only going to be 20 minutes a day. And I stick to that. And, you know, I admire the stick-to-itiveness, the discipline, because he does 20 minutes every single day. It's exactly, and I know how he does it. It's a template that he uses in GarageBand, which is the Apple audio editing software. But anyway, so mine can be 5 minutes long. They could be 15 minutes long. They could be 12 minutes long. They could be 30 minutes long. It just depends on how much content, et cetera, you know. So if I have a lot of voicemails and emails and text messages, then I'll read them and it'll be as long as it takes, right? I'm probably not going to save them for a whole week. I'll probably read them as soon as they come in. But anyway, I do have a couple of things. So first of all, this week, again, it was just a week. You know, I'm struggling at work. And I'm thinking of taking FMLA, but I'm feeling kind of guilty about that because, and for those of you who don't know, FMLA is Family Medical Leave Act. And if you're diagnosed with anything serious, you know, medical condition, you can take some time off and you're guaranteed that you'll still have a job when you go back. And mental illness does, you know, qualify if you have a diagnosis of, say, anxiety, which both my psychiatrist and my therapist both agree that I'm, you know, diagnosable with anxiety. And so, you know, that could be something. And so I'm thinking about it. There's guilt involved because I feel guilty. It's like, is this really bad enough for me to, you know, to pull that card? Plus, you know, it's a really busy time of the year. It's really, there's so much going on at work. If I leave, are they going to be mad, you know, that I'm leaving and leaving a bunch of stuff to other people? And then when I come back, even though legally there's not supposed to be any retaliation or anything like that, will there be problems because, you know, I left? And I don't have to tell them exactly. I can just tell my boss it's medical I don't have to go any further than that. But if I don't go into detail, you know, they're either going to assume something bad like cancer or, you know, whatever, or they're going to assume I don't want to tell because it's something that they don't consider to be worthy of, you know, there are all these thoughts in my head. But ultimately, I really need a break. I'm burned out. I need a break. I need a different job, yes, but I really, really, really need a break. And if I could just get a break, maybe I could, things would settle down. I'm to the point where in the morning, I have to force myself to get out of bed on the weekdays, especially. And I immediately start feeling emotional as soon as I get it on work days when I am getting out of bed. And a lot of days I will cry and, you know, for various lengths of time as I'm showering, as I'm brushing my teeth, getting ready, driving to work, you know, and this is happening multiple days per week. and this is on medication, you know, that I'm doing all of this. And so, I don't know. It feels, everyone's agreeing that I'm burned out, I'm anxious, I'm all of these things, but I'm so scared to rock the boat and to, you know, to do, I mean, what if I do that and then for some reason I lose my job? And then what if I can't find a new job and I'm, you know, I can't make any money and, you know, I go to the poorhouse and I don't know. And, you know, or what if I do get diagnosed with something medically and I've lost my job and I have no health insurance? It gets very dark. I know I'm laughing about it, but I can only laugh or cry. I mean, it's the only two things I can do at this point. So anyway, I'm considering that. And we'll see. We'll see if I actually do it. But I'm looking into it. My therapist has already said she'll fill out whatever paperwork she needs to fill out to give me an official, you know, diagnosis. I'm sure my psychiatrist will too. And yeah, I would get up to 12 weeks off with a guaranteed job when I go back. But it's scary. It's scary. I don't know. The only other thing that happened this week, we went to my parents. Of course, my mom is just not a planner anymore. I don't know if she ever was, but she's not a planner now. And so when we get to vacations or holidays, she's just not going to plan it. Like she is. Or it's going to be the last minute, you know, just planning at the last minute. And so we go over to their house for dinner. And she's like, yeah, I talked to your brother. His wife is from Mexico. And one of her daughters still lives in Mexico. So she had told my brother, hey, I think I'm going to go to Mexico over the Thanksgiving week because his wife gets that off of her job. And so she said, I've been saving up my money and I want to go see my grandbabies and, you know, my daughter, et cetera, et cetera. And Michael said, oh, you know, that's fine. But so mom said, well, why don't you come up here? And he and his boys, his family is all down south. And so he likes to stay down there. So I don't know, but we're staying up here. We're not going down there. There's nothing planned. Mom said we'll do something here. But what we're going to do, I don't know. We don't know what we're eating. We don't know when. There's a Friendsgiving party that's going to happen on Thanksgiving evening. And Mark and I are planning on going to that. We could do Thanksgiving lunch with my parents. So it might be that we cook, you know, we each cook a little something and then we just do the four of us do Thanksgiving. I really don't know exactly what it's going to be. I'm really not sure about that. Which bothers me. I would really like to have, I would like to have a plan. I would like to know, okay, this is what we're going to do. This is what time it's going to be. This is what you need to cook. And we know none of that. We know absolutely none of that. And it's driving me crazy. Driving me crazy. So Daniel reminded me of a story that I don't think I told on here. When I was in Switzerland. Now, you guys may tell me I already told this, but I'm going to quickly tell this story because... Or it was Mark. No, it was Mark that told me this. He's like, did you mention this on the show or on any of your three shows? And I said, I don't think I did. So as you guys know, I lost my passport when we were in Switzerland. I didn't lose it. I knew exactly where it was. I left it on a train. But the train was gone. I couldn't get to it. You know, there was nothing I could do. And so we had to go through all this rebooking of flights, doing all of this stuff, right? And so I thought, I need to just call American Airlines. Because I'm old enough that I feel like calling things, you know, a younger person than me would try to do all of it online. But I'm just like, oh, calling is going to be easier, right? So I Google, what's the American Airlines customer service number? I call it. I don't remember a lot of details of this story because it's been a while. But they start asking, you know, all these questions. They ask me for information that I didn't have readily available. Oh, he said, what's your confirmation number for the flight? Well, normally when I call American Airlines, they can look me up by my phone number. So that was weird. And then he's like, well, there's going to be a $300 charge for rebooking this. And I thought that was kind of expensive, but I thought, well, I've got to do it. You know, I don't have a choice. So I gave him my credit card number, which American Airlines already has on file. And he said, oh, it was declined. And I got a fraud alert on my phone. You guys, I had called some fraudulent number. There was no... He's like, well, can you try a different credit card? And I was like, this is literally my American Airlines credit card. There's no way that it's going to decline a charge from American Airlines. So I immediately hang up. I call the credit card company. I say, yes, that's a fraudulent charge. They're like, well, we declined it anyway. That's fine. They had to cancel my card and issue a brand new card. It was just one more thing. Ugh. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you next Monday. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.